At least four countries have announced they are pulling out of next year's Eurovision Song Contest after organizers decided to allow Israel to compete. The participating broadcasters from the Netherlands, Spain, Ireland, and Slovenia each withdrew from the song contest after the European Broadcasting Union held its twice-yearly General Assembly. The countries called for Israel to be excluded over alleged interference in voting and its conduct in the war on Gaza.
Well, what I'm pleased is the membership have had a full opportunity to debate it, and I can tell you it was a full, frank, honest, and quite moving debate. But as we can see from the emphatic result, what they really came together on is a belief that Eurovision Song Contest shouldn't be used as a political theatre. It must retain some sense of neutrality.
The EBU voted to adopt tougher voting rules in response to the allegations that Israel manipulated the vote in favour of their contestant. The contest of musical acts from dozens of countries strives to remain apolitical, but has repeatedly been embroiled in world events. Russia was expelled in 2022 after its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Over the past 2 years, pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated against Israel outside the Eurovision contest venues in Switzerland and in Sweden.